One more time. Okay, very good. Now, I found something very special today. Something that I never read before. It is called the Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmya. I read the whole book today, this morning, at Naresh's house. And I also chanted 16 rondas. So I'm very grateful. Please bless Naresh. Bless him, please. Come on. So I'm just going to read the final portion. Because it gives you the benefits of hearing Bhagavatam. And you get more benefit distributing. There is a famous story in Los Angeles. The devotees had just published the most recent volume. So the BBT trustee went to Prabhupada. Trustee.
That's like a trustee.
Listen. Prabhupada, we just published this new book. Look at it. And we're going to immediately start distributing it. Prabhupada said, no.
No.
First, read it.
Primero, léanlo.
Very important.
Eso es algo muy importante.
We have to read the books that we distribute.
Nosotros debemos leer los libros que distribuimos.
Because if somebody asks you, what's in the book?
Porque si alguien le pregunta a usted, ¿qué es lo que está en el libro?
I don't know.
¿Cómo le va a decir? No lo sé.
You have to know your product.
Ustedes deben conocer su producto.
Then you'll be effective. Seller. Escuche, por favor. So this final chapter is by Krishna himself. He's speaking to Lord Brahma. He says you should hear Bhagavatam with faith. This is the only way to satisfy Krishna. If you read Bhagavatam every day, with each syllable, you get the results of giving a brown cow in charity. With each syllable. He says here, if every day you hear a half a verse or a quarter of a verse, you get the same result of giving 1,000 cows in charity. If you read Bhagavatam every day, you get the result of studying all the 18 Puranas. Then Krishna says, devotees like Prahlad are always present wherever Bhagavatam is discussed. So he's here. Has anyone seen? He's here somewhere. Prahlad Maharaj ki. Those who worship Bhagavatam are beyond the jurisdiction of Kali. So when are we going to worship Bhagavatam? After the lecture? After the kirtan. Okay. If you worship Bhagavatam in your house, you're freed from all sins. And the demigods worship you. We know so many people in Indian community, they worship demigods. I'm going to start preaching this. The demigods are worshiping me. Because Bhagavatam is with me everywhere. In my computer. Jai. Krishna says, in the age of Kali, he becomes very pleased with those who worship Bhagavatam. That says here that if Bhagavatam is in your house, for all that time, your forefathers. They eat milk, ghee, honey, and water. So many times I have this experience. People ask me, what can I do for my dead relatives? I will send them to you, and you will sell them set of Bhagavatam. Jai. If anyone gives the Bhagavatam as a gift to a devotee, you reside in Krishna's abode for millions of days of Brahma. Here Krishna says, even a half a verse or a quarter of a verse, there's no need of accumulating thousands of other books. Just keep Bhagavatam. But now Krishna warns. In Kali Yuga, one who does not keep Bhagavatam in the house can never be delivered from the control of Yamaraj. In Kali Yuga, if one does not keep Bhagavatam, one is worse than a chandala. Chandala means very low class person. Yes, low, low class. Yes, dog eater. Yes. Krishna says, for my pleasure and the pleasure of the devotees, one should keep Bhagavatam. In Kali Yuga, wherever Bhagavatam is recited, the demigods and I myself reside. So somehow or other, all the demigods are here. And Krishna is also here. And he's also on the altar. So there can be no Maya here. If you're in Maya here, then nobody can help you. Okay. Wherever Bhagavatam is discussed, all the holy rivers and lakes, sacrifices, and the seven sacred cities and holy mountains are present. So what are the seven sacred cities? Ayodhya, Mathura, Haridwar, Kashi, Kanchi, Ujjain, Dwaraka. All right. By hearing Bhagavatam, one becomes religious and lives a long life, free from disease and all sinful reactions. Then Krishna warns Lord Brahma, I speak the truth. Those who do not hear Bhagavatam or do not express happiness after hearing it are kept under Yamaraj's jurisdiction. So don't fall asleep in Bhagavatam class. Krishna says, I never leave one. Leave. One who enjoys speaking or hearing Bhagavatam. Among all types of festivals, the festival of discussing Bhagavatam is the topmost. So this is the topmost festival. In these festivals, for my pleasure, hear Srimad Bhagavatam with devotion, and those who worship Bhagavatam with cloth, ornaments, flowers, lamp, and incense certainly control me. Just as a chaste wife controls her good husband. So ladies, if you cannot control your husband, there can only be two reasons. Either you're not chaste, or he's no good. But chant Hare Krishna. Everybody. Otra vez.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Una más.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So I'd like to sing one song.
Entonces me gustaría cantar una canción.
But it'll take me a few seconds here. Are there any questions? No questions? Okay, yes, go.
One should have the complete
Bhagavatam, or we can only have it in parts?
Something is better than nothing.
Algo es mejor que nada.
Because we read certain passages. Half a verse, quarter verse, but if you can, get the whole. If you can't, as many as you can. Okay?
Always in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What?
The Bhagavatam. Not having, for example, 1, 5, 8.
Something is better than nothing. What more questions? Yes. The best way to worship is to hear and read it with complete attention, with open heart, submissively. That's the best way to worship Bhagavatam. Of course, we're going to do arti. But that's not necessarily the best thing is to read it and hear it. Especially if your guru is reciting. Who is your guru? So he has given class on Bhagavatam? I'm sure he has given. Yes. So you should hear him giving Bhagavatam. And of course, Clase de Prabhupada. Up there. Huh? Some temples what?
Using only the first, second, and third chant and start again.
That's because they are taking into consideration new people. There's no harm in that. In the early days of this movement, they only had one canto. And Prabhupada said, I put everything in the first canto. And we read the other day, Prabhupada Noche. Prabhupada said, read one book thoroughly. So if you keep looping, you will learn so nicely. Anything else? Preguntas. Listening to who? To yourself.
Listen from other devotees.
Both are good. In the association of devotees, you get more. But if there are no devotees, you and the book, perfecto mundo. Okay? But with the other devotees, so much más grande. Just like if we do Sankirtan, the more the better. So now, what, any more questions? Preguntas? Yes, there's a question. Yes.
If it's
no, just say it as it is.
If it's authorized by what you tell people, if it's authorized by
the music.
You're asking if this what I do is authorized. Is it authorized?
Yes.
Thank you. So in 1990, the BBT in Europe contacted me at my job. I picked up the phone in Los Angeles and Brahma Mohurta Das in Sweden introduced himself. He wanted me to write a song for the marathon. And he told me he wanted a song on book distribution. And he was going to make cassettes. And it would be played in the temples. every morning. And all the devotees going out on Sankirtan all throughout Europe would be listening to this song. That was the third greatest day of my life. I'm authorized. Here's the song. No drums, no cuartos, solo. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life to say this. No, no, no. Nothing. Please. I got to start over. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life to save this earthly planet from famine, war, and strife. Remember all the troubles and pains he undertook. So if you want to help him, come out and sell his books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Libros de Prabhupada. Libros de BBT. Libros de Srimad Bhagavatam in Espanol. Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, gave pure love of Krishna to both the high and low. He made no distinction between the saints and the crooks. So if you want to help him, go out and sell his books. Libros, Srila Prabhupada Libros. In every town and village, all around the mundo. If you really want to please him, then just in Africa, in India, Australia, and America, in Europe, Santiago, there's a worldwide spiritual rivalry marathon. Lord Sri Krishna is in your heart of hearts, but it's very hard to see him until your preaching starts. Don't be afraid to show them. Just let them have a look and tell them it's ecstatic to buy that Krishna book. Books, Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, clap your hands, just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Books. Srila Prabhupada's books. In every town and village, all around the world. If you really want to please him, then just distribute books. Distribute books. Distribute books. Just distribute books. So, translation. Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life.
Entonces,
to save this earth planet from famine, starvation, war, strife. We should remember all the trouble, all the austerities Prabhupada undertook. How many heart attacks on the boat coming over? Two heart attacks. Dos. And he sacrificed everything. So, in every town and village, all around the world, if you really want to please him, just distribute books. Lord Chaitanya came 500 years ago to give pure love of Krishna to the high, to the most high, to the low. Low. He made no distinction between the saint and the malo, the gangsters. So we should be like Lord Chaitanya and give these books to everyone. Now, this book distribution is in Africa, India, Asia, Australia, Europe, America, Sudamerica, San Diego. It's a transcendental rivalry. Have to stop, RT. Muchas gracias, devotos de Santiago.